Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica to fund up to $2 million to spruce up after Hurricane Beryl. Jamaica Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, announced yesterday, July 16, during his closing presentation of the 2024/2025 sectoral debate that up to $2 million from the funds allocated to members of parliament for the Spruce Up Ponda Corner program will be permitted for hurricane relief efforts in the constituencies hardest hit by Hurricane Beryl. The resilience of our tourism sector was truly tested with the recent passage of Hurricane Beryl, which impacted Jamaica as a Category 4 storm, said Minister Bartlett. Southern coastal areas, especially in Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth, were most severely impacted. However, the tourism industry overall did not experience any major fallout, he added. Nevertheless, the tourism minister noted that despite isolated reports of property damage in areas such as Lover's Leap, Treasure Beach, and other tourism communities, the swift and effective response mitigated further losses. Many of our small and medium players in the industry suffered immensely at the hands of Hurricane Beryl. Bartlett continued, in an effort to rebuild livelihoods and support the recovery of the Jamaican people, the Ministry of Tourism is advising that $2 million, of the Spruce Up allocation is permitted for use towards relief efforts in the hardest hit constituencies. $1 million, of the allocation can be used in other less impacted constituencies. These efforts can include both goods and services geared towards alleviating the effects for those most affected. The $4 million allocated to each of the 63 constituencies through the Tourism Product Development Company, TPD Co., Spruce Up Ponda Corner program is typically used for tourism-oriented projects. Minister Bartlett also credited Prime Minister Andrew Holness and other members of the government for their swift and comprehensive recovery program. He commended tourism partners and representatives of the Ministry of Tourism and its public bodies, including members of the Tourism Emergency Operations Center, TEOC, team, for their tireless work in mitigating the impact of Beryl and facilitating a speedy recovery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to our tourism workers, many of whom went above and beyond the call of duty, working tirelessly during the storm to ensure the safety of our visitors, often at great personal sacrifice, Bartlett added. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.